Hello and welcome to another Orbit, a way to spend a few minutes each day with God. If you are counting, this is Orbit number 25. My name is Martin Saunders. Each weekday, we take a look at a short passage from the Bible, have an opportunity to pray and reflect, and then be challenged with one practical way of responding to God's word today. We really hope that these are proving helpful. Remember, if you miss one, don't worry, you can either catch up later or just miss one. The Bible reading today comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I don't like to spoil movies, but when one's been out for more than 20 years, I think it's fair game. One of my guilty pleasure films is Armageddon, the story of a team of typically ragtag heroes, you know, the sort in Hollywood movies, sent to destroy a massive meteor before it wipes out life on Earth. In the dramatic finale, they plant a huge bomb on the meteor and then plan to escape to a safe distance. But then the remote detonation system fails. Someone has to stay behind to blow up the bomb manually. Enter the heroic Bruce Willis. He steps in to save his future son-in-law, Ben Affleck, who had drawn the short straw. And he gives his life so that Ben, his fiance, and all of us may live. And in a sense, this is the kind of story that Paul is alluding to in this passage. For a good person, or someone we loved and thought more deserving of a future than us, we might possibly choose to give up our own life. We see this when people jump in front of speeding cars to push their own child to safety, for example. There are circumstances where people sacrifice themselves to save those that they love. But what Paul is pointing out here is that in dying on the cross, Jesus gave up his life for even the least deserving person. For criminals, for the terminally greedy, for bullies, and even the worst monsters in our society. Of course, those people still need to accept God's love and change their lives for that sacrifice to save them. But the fact remains that Jesus has made a way for them to live too. A fabulous old hymn that I love contains the line, "The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives." Jesus didn't just die for what we might term good people. He died for everyone. This might not make a lot of sense. It might not be how we'd choose to run things if we were God. But this is the amazing nature of God's grace, that although we have all gone our own way and embraced sin, God loved us enough to make a way back to him. This is true for us as people, but it's also true for us as a world. The systemic symbols of sin in our society, racism, greed, inequality and injustice, all make us a pretty unworthy planet. Yet God believed we were a planet worth saving. We were ungodly, but God chose to make us godly through Jesus. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. I pray that you would inspire me to respond to your incredible act of love in the way I live my everyday life. Help me to reject sin and to choose your better way. Not because otherwise I won't deserve your love, but because your love for me deserves my devotion in return. Amen. There's now a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. The Bible says that love keeps no record of wrongs, and God does not keep a list of our sins. But sometimes it's healthy to confess the things that we've done wrong recently in order to acknowledge the amazing power of God's forgiveness and our willingness to change rather than keep on sinning. So today, make a list of the things you're sorry for and then pray through that list, asking God to forgive you and help you not to make the same mistakes again. Now, when you're done, tear up or shred or delete the list because, As far as the east is from the west, Psalm 103 says, so far as he removed our sins from us. If you want to get in touch about Orbit, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Message us on Instagram as well. We're @stmarys_satellites. We would love to know what you think of this daily reflection. But we'll be back with another edition of Orbit on Monday. Thanks for taking part today.